Underclass Hero comes out next week.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the recording, man, and let your fans know, you know, what's the sound going to be like? What's the style going to be like?
I mean, it definitely sounds like it's a record that would come from Sum 41. I think what we wanted to do on this record was take all the best elements from everything we've done on our previous albums and improve and evolve from that. So, I mean, I don't know. If you're a fan of our band, I think it's something that you would get and you would like.
You know what? I'm a fan of our band. I get it.
And you like it.
And I love it. I think it's great. You know, Derek produced the fucking record. Producer.
That's a lot of work.
It was not that much work.
Is your first experience doing that?
I mean, yeah, in a way. But it's always kind of like, it didn't really feel much different than the other albums.
Right on. You know, I was just watching the video for Underclass Hero 2, man. Looks like you guys had an insane amount of fun filming this thing.
Steve co-directed that video.
That was the easiest video. That was the easiest video we've ever shot, I think.
We didn't have to do much. Well, Hellsong was probably the easiest.
Hellsong was... But, you know, we did Hellsong in New York in a... I don't know why, like, we didn't pay for a heated basement.
It was, yeah, it was
like
freezing.
Minus 60 while we did that, so... That was bad.
Who's the guy in the anarchy suit?
That was just some kid. And the funny thing is that, sort of at the end of the beginning of the day, we're like, "You want to be in the anarchy suit?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm punk. I'll do it." I'm like, "Yeah, you are an anarchy symbol." And then we put him in this thing, and he's all enthusiastic. But you have to be like this the whole time.
Yeah.
And so we took the suit off. We took the suit off
after like 9 hours.
Down. And I kept hugging him because I thought he just wanted hugs. I was like, "Oh, one more," you know. It got a little weird after that, but, you know. And then we did, you know, I think we'd probably give him an album or something. I signed him.
So do you guys listen to different bands to get inspiration for your new stuff? You know, what are you guys into now?
I don't know.
Cone?
Well, I mean, we all listen to the same and different kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything in particular we listen to for inspiration for the record.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson was an influence on this album because I live across the street from him, and I kept seeing him every day. I always see him, and I was walking around one day when I had writer's block, just walking around the street trying to get out of the house and stuff, and I saw him on the street, and for whatever reason that day I started thinking about like Pet Sounds and all this, like the cool harmonies and stuff like that, and that started becoming an inspiration for this record.
Right on, very cool. Anything you guys are you're hating in the music world lately? Any sounds you're not liking? Any styles?
Oh, there's
not
a lot.
Really. Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's stuff. I don't know.
There's always stuff.
There's always stuff.
Right on. I was actually, you know, checking out some stuff on you guys, and one stat that I came across on Wikipedia, I don't know how accurate it is, but over 600 shows that you guys have loved?
Someone else asked.
In 1 year.
I mean, is that... you guys love being on the road? Is that just kind of the way it's fallen? Or?
I think that's one of the things about Wikipedia. It's not necessarily always...
The most accurate.
Most accurate. We've done 300 shows, isn't it? Or no. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, on all
that might be the amount of babes we bagged in 1 year. I may have written that. But
on All Killer, I think we did 300
shows in 1 year.
But shows
600 just seems like it's insane. That's almost two a day. I don't think we did that.
No.
At least I wasn't there for that.
What do you guys like doing, like, while you're on tour in between shows? Video games,
Scrabble,
boozing,
Yahtzee, fuck, Uno.
Uno.
I like Uno. Uno's rad. What do you guys
do? We do the standard nothing and just drink.
A lot of
do nothing and
the norm.
You gotta kill the time with booze.
Yeah.
Right on. What's the
kill
strangest
the time,
place you guys have ever played, man?
The weirdest
show you guys ever played.
We just did one.
What was that?
In Germany.
Jeez.
That was the weirdest. What went down there?
It was like a big radio show, and every band played for 20 minutes only, and the stage was about 100 feet off the shore. Like, it was in the water.
You get to the stage on boat.
And all the people were on the beach, like 100 feet away.
Like a 20,000 pasted Germans on the beach. And a lot of, clothing optional, but only guys. So you can see
a lot of naked
schlongs.
Men.
Some
schlong.
Sounds like a dangerous situation.
It was pretty weird.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
So I guess I got a bit of like a question of, you know, about the ladies you guys were talking about, you know? I mean, you know, regular guy, come home from work every day and I got to hear the bitching and I got to hear, you know, well, how bad of a boyfriend I suck and all this stuff. And I don't know, just...
How could she be mad at you for the effort you're putting in the mustache?
That's what I'm trying to say. I do this for her.
Yeah,
and
you're not even charging her the 25 cents.
I'm wondering, you know, you guys are certified rock stars. You guys are making the bank. You have to come home and deal with that garbage too?
No.
Or do they know what's up? You're the rock star? Get in line.
That, you know what? That's what I say every time I come home. I come through the door. I say, I'm the rock star. Get in. She knocks me out.
Now braid that chest hair.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So you guys like my mustache?
Yeah.
Not as much as I think you want us to.
Can I get a hug? If I go like this,
can I get a hug? I think it's very good.
It's you.
Yeah, it's great. I know what I like about it? I like how the stubble is still there.
Yeah.
That's when you know you've got a real mustache, is when, you know, because some guys have like just the stubble in the shape. You've got stubble and then some.
Or you know your white trash.
That's a man stash.
Yeah. All right, well, Sum 41. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.